The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
Not everyone is in love with Donald Trump, though, shockingly.
Really?
You might think that if you go on Twitter, but no, not actually
like
true.
Who isn't in worship mode?
Well, you know, he's about, his Trump approval rating here in the United States is in the mid.
It's 180%, right?
39.
No, it's 50%. You
know? That's pretty close to 180%.
Oh, that poll. Just talked
yeah,
about
well,
it.
You know what? That's a good point, Jeffy. I'm glad you brought up that 50% poll. What is Rasmussen saying today? Because I haven't seen it being...
55, 58.
I have not seen that poll being tweeted since it was 50.
My guess is 98%. There's only like 2%
of haters.
There's
no reason to even tweet about it.
Yeah, some people hate him just
so
because...
So high...
It's so high.
Yeah, no, you don't even want to talk about it. You know
it's,
how Donald
it's actually
is.
Over the 100%
limit. When things are so
limit.
Good, Donald doesn't even want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Why would you he want to talk about 50%?
Because that's just the way he is.
He just
that. He's humble like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, I will say it. This is a story about it's just the way he is. I will agree with you on that point. Let's see if I can find the approval rating here on Rasmussen quickly.
Well, hurry up. Find one to go against Donald Trump. That's what you want to do.
No. They have a daily presidential tracking poll. They deliver these results on a daily basis. And
what does it supposedly say? What does this fake poll supposedly say?
46%.
So it's gone.
So it's gone down from 50 to 46 in 4 days.
In the margin, that's 50.
I mean, you're basically doing what the Trump supporters say. So let me give you another poll. This comes from Pew. Again, though, it was news when it was 50. Now it's gone down 4 points. It's no longer news.
It's not news.
And right. It won't be news again until it hits 50.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
or
so
better.
If some other poll hits 50, then he'll tweet that poll. Yeah. Uh-huh. And they'll call all the other ones fake. It's really amazing. But this is another poll he will not be tweeting, except for maybe one part of it. This is the breakdown of confidence in the U.S. a president to do the right thing regarding world affairs. From country after country after country. Pew went to countries around the world. Now, look, any Republican would do poorly in this, okay? So that has to be said. Mm. And so you can't go crazy. Mm-hmm. Secondarily, Bush did terribly in these measures, and Obama did much better. Obama's going to do better from liberal countries from around the world, generally speaking, are more liberal than the United States, from countries from Europe. And some of these you'd expect.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of them are incredible, though.
Look, I mean... Some of these numbers, they're almost all incredible.
Yep. So let's start at the top here. Sweden had a 93% satisfaction rate with Obama and a 10%
they thought he
of
would
Trump.
Do the 93% of Swedes, is this what yep. this is saying, mm-hmm. thought that Obama would generally do
the
right
thing.
Thing.
Yep. And now 10% of think that of Trump.
Come on.
I mean, it's Sweden.
Come
though,
on.
Right? Like, you kind of expect it. Then the Netherlands, it would drop from, so that's a minus 83 on the scale. Netherlands
Jeez.
Dropped from 92 to 17. That's
yeah,
a minus
well, I mean,
75.
The Netherlands, that's Obama's girlfriend, so.
Is it?
Yes,
that's right.
Remember that she's the selfie girl from the funeral.
Selfie girl. Yeah. Germany, minus 75. South Korea, which is kind of surprising to me, minus 71, because he's been pretty tough on North Korea.
Yeah, I mean, really tough on him.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised on that one. France, minus 70, not surprising. Spain, minus 68, Jeez. Not surprising. Canada, minus 61. Now, look, they're much more liberal, but they've always had some friendship with the United States. It's kind of surprising. Now, look, I'll do what I can as a Canadian sports celebrity to heal that wound. You know.
Is there a lot you can do?
I can try. You know, I can't do everything. I don't know that I can heal a 61-point gap.
You're right.
If it was 20, I think I could work.
But you're willing to expend some of your capital.
Look,
some
for,
of your goodwill.
For both of my home countries, I can do that.
All right.
I can do that. You've got UK, minus 57, our greatest ally, right? I mean, it's supposed to be our closest ally, the special relationship, minus 57, from 79% approval to 22. Now, a lot of this is because they really liked Obama a lot more than they should have. Mm-hmm. And don't reveal the other side, please, yet when it comes to the positive ratings at the bottom, because this is what I think is interesting. And I want you to think about this as we go. We get into some of the middle range. You know, Mexico is only minus 44, but 49 to 5. 5% approval, the lowest approval, I believe, on the entire board.
So they didn't like Obama all that much either.
They didn't like Obama all that much, and they
Obama
really don't like
actually
Trump.
Deported quite a few illegals, and they didn't like that.
No. You know, he was not great on the border by any means,
but
he did do something. They wanted him to solve it. They thought they had Obama for 8 years. They'd get that thing fixed. And again, fixed from the Mexican perspective, which is we could go whenever we want. Mm-hmm. And that did not happen. Peru, minus 36. Poland, minus 35. Looking some Turkey, minus 34. That could have something to do with the whole dust up with the recent dust up with the bodyguards. And then you've got, I'm sorry, Greece, minus 22. So you're getting towards the bottom here. Vietnam went from 71 to 58, minus 13. These are the
close. That's not bad.
Nope. Tunisia, minus 9. Venezuela, from 26 to 20, minus 6. Nigeria, only minus 5. And Jordan, from 14 to 9, only minus 5. So the question here is, before we reveal the other two, which we just did.
Yep. There we go.
Thank you. isn't that perfect? What are the two names
you just
read?
Well, if you're on the radio, you don't know it yet.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
If you're just listening on radio.
So the two, what are the two that he's gone the positive way on? What are the two that have improved the relationship? And Pat got these right immediately. He got the two exactly. So the two countries around the globe out of, 50 that have gone the right way for Trump, that think Trump has a better chance of doing the right thing than Obama, two countries. Jeffy, you know them, right?
I do.
Ask you.
Yeah.
Because one of them makes sense policy-wise.
Yeah, it does.
Right? Mm-hmm. And we'll give you that one first. A plus 7 for Israel. Okay, so Israel went from a 49% approval of Obama, what he could do, to a 56%.
Because Obama was terrible. Obama demanded that they go back to the 67 borders, any Israeli knows that that's suicide for that country. Mm-hmm. And that's what he expected them to do, was start from that standpoint in the negotiation process. And he clearly treated Netanyahu like a second-class leader. He was not Israel-friendly, even though he said he was the most supportive American president for Israel of all time.
Right, which is asinine.
Ridiculous.
And, of course, people in Israel knew that. However, they're also... Like, they also don't seem to love Trump. I mean, I would say...
No, but it's a little bit better.
It's
at least
a little bit better.
They recognize
from
that.
From 49 to 56. Like, I would think... Like, if you were to put, you know, I don't know, think of an innocuous... If Jeb Bush was president right now, that I think that number's higher. I think that there's a doubt of whether Trump is capable of handling such a complicated issue. However, they see him as generally more pro-Israel. And I would say Jared Kushner's done a lot for that relationship as well, as he's been kind of in contact with them and been like the leadership.
And is he Jewish? He is, right?
Yes.
I think he
and
is.
So is Ivanka now, right?
Right.
So
she
converted. So, like, I think, like, they hold out optimism, but they're a little skeptical, because 56 isn't high enough. It should be higher. For a Republican president coming off of Obama, if Obama's at 49, in my opinion. That should be more like 70, probably.
I wonder what it was for W.
That's a good question. We could probably look back and find that.
Yeah.
But the other
country?
In fact, the biggest increase by far, and, you know, really one of the biggest movers in the entire list, Russia went from
42 points.
Wow.
From 11 to 53% approval in Russia. From 11 to 53. And that's, again, I shouldn't be a surprise, but what an amazing world we're in. Yeah. From where, I mean, I would say up until, gosh, you got to say at least 2015, I would have said there is absolutely no chance a Republican president is more well-liked than a Democratic president in Russia. And until Donald Trump came along, you never would have believed that Russia would thought the Republicans would give them a better shot than the Democrats. I mean, going back to when, Pat? Certainly Reagan, and certainly before that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how far would you say that goes back? Just guessing in history. I mean, Republicans have been tougher on Russia since, I don't know, always?
Yeah, since the revolution in 1917, certainly. Right?
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
And here we are... at a point where half
it's an upside down world.
It is, and I guess that it makes sense. Favorability overall, you wouldn't be surprised to hear that it's declined. I mean, look, these are mostly. Here's some of the. They have some.
Yeah, China's not on this list.
It's actually pronounced China.
China is not on this list, right?
I'll bet that would be way down too. But they don't. Yeah, they're not on the list.
Although he's kind of switched that one around. Did you see that tweet he had with North Korea the other day? Where he was like, look, the North Korea thing didn't work out, but at least China tried. You know, it was like basically like, we're proud of you, China. Thank you. I was like, who are you? Looking for, trying to find the Israel one, because I do see some other Russians, higher numbers than Bush or Obama ever received as far as Russia. But that's not a surprise.
Even though George W. Bush, I looked into Pooty Poot's eyes and saw a soul. And it's good.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Israel. U.S. favorability consistently high in Israel, but Trump gets better ratings than Obama at the end of his tenure. So, favorable view of the U.S. Here we go. Confidence in the U.S. president. So, Bush was 83% right around the Iraq war. Came down to a low of 57. Obama started at 56, actually rose up to 71 at one point in 2014. Then I guess it's probably around like is that Arab Springtime? No, that was earlier than that. Anyway, dropped down to 49 at the end of Obama, and then Trump at 56. So Obama was higher than Trump than Trump's first year for half of his presidency, I would say. Where Bush was ahead of Trump for his entire presidency, which is not a huge surprise, I guess.
No.
That it shows a little bit of that skepticism of Trump. They don't see him as a normal Republican yet. But maybe he'll turn that around. I mean, like, I don't think he's done anything, you know, I mean, although he's already backed out of we're going to move the embassy thing, which was a big campaign promise.
Yeah, and I thought that was supposed to be day one kind of stuff. Yeah. Maybe it was somebody else I'm thinking of, because almost
Cruz
everybody...
was day one. Cruz was definitely day one with that.
Did he promise that within the first 100 days, though? That was one of the big things he was going to do, but of course...
But again,
don't worry about
it. Are we at a point where we think... And this goes for anybody at this point? I mean, because you've got to look at the GOP healthcare plan. I mean, this is mainly mainly Congress coming up with the idea and Trump pushing it is essentially what's happening here. He has no, I mean, I'm not saying he has no input into the idea, but he doesn't care. Like, he could do probably whatever he wants with the health care bill, but he just doesn't care. So the Congress has taken it. And it's like, do you have any faith in them? I don't have any faith in any of these people to tell you. A campaign promise is not, there's no value to it. It's not worth the paper it's printed on or the microphone it's said through.